פרשת בו שנה שנייה ובן איש חי, הלכה י' זין, העושה צלטה, סלד, מקישואין וכיוצא. If you make salad out of cucumbers and the like. דחותכים אותם לחתיכות קטנות ונותנים עליהם מלח. You cut the cucumbers into small pieces. And you put salt on them, right? אסור להמתין עליהם עד שיקבלו טעם המלח ויזיעו כדי לשים עליהם החומץ. If you're going to salt the small pieces of cucumber in the salad, you should not wait after salting them some time in order that the salt should be absorbed in order to then put the vinegar on top. אלא יזהר לשים עליהם החומץ תקף ומיד אחר נתינת המלח. Put the dressing or the vinegar on top immediately after putting the salt. ולא ישהה אותם במלח לבדו. Don't let them stay with salt alone for a while. That would be similar to kovesh kevashim that we spoke about. דרך אגב, we're learning how to make salads over here. I mean, this is nice. Ben Ish Chai type of salad. Okay. הלכה י"ח, הצלטה שעושים מקישואים וכל ירק חי, the salad that you make from non-cooked cucumbers, right? Fresh cucumbers. אסור להניחם בתוך חומץ חזק כשיעור שייתן על האור וירתיח. You should not put them in sharp vinegar. The amount of time שייתן על האור וירתיח, that it takes to boil water on the fire. דהווה כבוש, אפילו כשיעור זה עם החומץ חזק. That's considered like כבוש. To take fresh cucumbers and to leave them in vinegar for a time, it's considered kavush, and kavush is kimvashel. Kamo shekatav Hagaon Mishpatzot Zahav, as the Prima Gadim writes in Siman Shin Kaf Aleph, ve'ayem b'shulchan Aruch Yoredea, Siman Kuf Hei, ve'ayem Pri To'ar, that's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Sharei Achronim Sham, ve'ayem Ba'e Chaye, that's the Rabbi Chaim Ben Venishti, Yoredea u'Magen Avraham, v'chukat HaPesach. So he gives you a lot of homework to do here on the Inyan of kavush. Has to do in Ilchot Ta'arovot, Basar V'chalav, has to do with Ilchot Chametz, Siman Taf Mem Zayin. And Uma Shekatav Arav Eshel Avram, Besiman Shinkafal B'Dat HaMagen Avram, En Dvar HaMukhachim, Afilu Lefi Dvar HaMukhachim, Lo Ka'amar Ela L'Dat HaRav Magen Avraham, Ach L'Inyan Dinan Lo Chazar Midvar HaMukhachim Shekatav V'Mishpetzot Zav L'Esor B'Pshitut, V'Ze Baru. All that was just like a footnote. He's telling you that the Prima Gadim, his opinion is that it is asur, that it is considered like kovesh kevashim, like bishul. Asur la'asot mei melach merubim o she'ar mashkim im melach merubim. You're not allowed to make on Shabbat a big amount of salt water. You know, you mix salt into water, you want to have salt water. If you're making a big amount, you're not allowed to do that because it looks like you're preparing from Shabbat to the weekdays. I mean, this is something that you're going to use for a long time. For ולא מבעיה עושה לתת לתוך דברים שדרכם לחופשם להתקיים, שיש בזה לטה דמעבד ולטה דמבשל. I don't need to tell you if you are making the mei melach to put things that it's normal to pickle into the mei melach. Obviously, that's not allowed. Mevashel, me'abed, el afilu oseh mei melach letabel b'hem pito, ve'latet letoch ha'tafshil. Even if you're making mei melach for the purpose of dipping your bread into it and putting it into the tafshil, asur la'asot harbe bevatachat letzorech tibul shete seudot. You can't make a big amount in one shot, which would be enough to be used for two meals, Ela ose me'at le'tzorech seuda achat bilvad. Mei melach, you want to make mei melach? It has to be a small amount that is used for one meal. Va'afilu le'tzorech seuda achat eno rashai ela samuch le'seuda. And even if you make an amount that's enough just for one meal, it should be that you make it right before the meal. Avalo mi'seuda le'seuda. You can't make it 1 o'clock when you're eating the second meal and you have in mind to make it for seuda shlishi that you're going to eat at 5 o'clock. No. So two things, small amount, enough just for one meal, and right before the meal itself. Let's see what Rav Ovadia writes on this halakha in Halichot Olam. On page Samechet, he writes, Asur la'asot me'melach merubi mipene shenir'eh ke'ose le'tzorech chol. You shouldn't make me'melach merubim because it looks like you are preparing for chol. אבל עושה הוא מעט כדי לטבל בהם פיתו או לתת לתוך התבשיל, but a little bit, a small amount you're allowed for the purpose of dipping your bread into or for the purpose of putting into the תבשיל, שכל זמן שהן מועטים, שאדם מרגיש בהם שאינם עשויים אלא לצורך השבת, מותר. Because as long as it's a small amount where it's clear and it's evident that it's only being made for the purpose of Shabbat, it's mutar. ואם עושה מי מלח עזים, דהיינו שנותן שני שלישי מלח ושליש מים, אסור אפילו מעט. רב עובדיה adds over here a point that if you're making very strong salt water, what does that mean very strong? That two-thirds of it is salt and one-third is water. So that's like very, you know, thick salt water. Then asur afilu me'at. Then even if you're making a small amount, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Mishum srach me'abed o mevashel. Because then it's connected to the isur of me'abed, of tanning, of processing, and cooking. V'imoseken besukar v'imkom melach mutar. However, if you're using sugar instead of salt, then it's mutar. She'en din hasukar kedin ha'melach klal. The halakha of the status of sugar is not like melach, so you would be allowed to make a thick sugar water on Shabbat. V'chen mutar lefazer sukar b'Shabbat al tutei sadeh v'kayotze b'hem kedei lamtikam. Many people like to sprinkle sugar on their strawberries, let's say. On Shabbat it would be allowed as well, even if it's lehashotam zman ma kedei leochlam bo b'yom. Even if you're going to leave it to sit like that, to absorb the sugar and eat them a little bit later on Shabbat, that is allowed. With salt, obviously, we learned that that would not be allowed. With sugar, it is no problem. There's no problem of me'abed. There's no problem of kovesh kevashim. Harotze le'achmir, one wants to be machmir. Even by sugar, yefazer aleim sukar v'yochlem le'altar. Then put the sugar and eat them right away. There are some puskim that are machmir by sugar. He brings down the Yesodei Yeshurun, the Ktzot HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Na'e, but Rav Ovadia argues with what they say, that lehalacha meikar adin, sugar is not compared to salt in this din over here. Okay? Last halacha of Parashat Bo, אסור לשפוך בהלכה כף in the בן ישחי, אסור לשפוך בשבת יין או שאר משקין לתוך כלי שיש בו חומץ, כדי שגם זה יהיה חומץ אחר כך. To pour wine or any other drink into a cup that has vinegar, real vinegar, you're not allowed to do so. Why would you pour wine into there? You want that wine to turn into vinegar as well. So that is not allowed. To have a kovesh kevashim bikach, that's pickling. That's taking the wine and putting it in vinegar in order to turn it into vinegar. That's not allowed to be done on Shabbat. So we're learning here that there is such a thing as pickling liquid, right? Not just putting in a cucumber or things like that, but even pouring wine into the chometz in order to transform it eventually into chometz is not allowed. Ve'od yesh isur acher. And besides, there's another problem, davenim tzamechin lechol, because obviously it will take time for this to happen. So what you're doing right now is not for Shabbat, you're preparing this for after Shabbat. That's mechin lechol. Ve'lachen lo yashlichu tmarim hamtulaim letoch havit shel chometz b'Shabbat, ולא צימוקים השרויים במים לצורך הקידוש לתוך חבית של חומץ בשבת. He says, let's say you have dates that are metulaim, old dates, and you want to put them into the barrel of vinegar on Shabbat. Not allowed. Same thing. And the same thing goes for the raisins that are soaked in water for the purpose of making wine for kiddush. That's one way of making wine, right? Putting raisins into water and letting them stay, and little by little it becomes, that water turns into wine. It absorbs from the raisins. So to take those leftover raisins from that barrel of wine and to cast them into a barrel of vinegar on Shabbat is also not allowed. Rav Ovadia in Halichot Olam on page Samech Tet says, Yesh omrim she'asur lishpoch yayin u'shar mashkim letoch chometz v'shabbat kedei she'gam hem yavchu v'yesh matirim. Rav Ovadia tells us that this din, that the chumrah that the Ben Ish Chai told us, that you're not allowed to pour wine into vinegar and to leave it as is on Shabbat, it's actually a machloket. The Ben Ish Chai was posek like the Taz, who is machmir and says that it is like kovesh kevashim. However, there are other poskim who are matir. V'tov lachush lisvara rishona, Rav Ovadia says, it's good to be machmir like the Taz. Avarim noten yayin ushar mashkim kede lehachlish koach hachometz mutar. But if the purpose of your pouring wine into the vinegar is not for, as we said, transforming the wine into vinegar. Rather the opposite. You're trying to sweeten the vinegar. You're pouring wine into the vinegar to sweeten it up and to make it wine, or to at least mitigate the taste of the vinegar. That would be mutar, says Rav Ovadia. That would be mutar. Okay.